Trudeau, Colomossé, Sigolé. And you're listening to Smoke Signals, First Nations Radio, here at CHRW 94.7 FM. My name is Dan Smoke. I just wanted to remind you that our powwow season is about to begin. It began actually about three or four weeks ago with the Ann Arbor powwow, which is an indoor powwow up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, which usually seems to attract about 1,500 dancers and about 30-40 drums. So there's a lot of people that attend the Ann Arbor powwow. But this weekend, the grandfather, the grandmother of powwows is going to be taking place in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'll tell you, it was an experience that I'll never, ever forget, which just literally brought tears to my eyes when I attended back in 1990 or 91. I attended the Gathering of Nations powwow. And even then, I think it was like the 14th to 13th annual Gathering of Nations powwow. And it's all indoors at the University of New Mexico basketball gardens. And it's just a beautiful mecca for the territory. The land is beautiful. There's these huge mesas. The Southwest is just a beautiful place to go. If you ever get a chance to go down to this powwow, you will be captivated. You will certainly be captivated. Okay, so I would like to remind you that begins this Thursday, April the 26th, held in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's in its 18th year, and its organizers are especially excited that the Grammy folks will be attending. Gathering founder Herman Begay and the drum groups featured on the Grammy-winning Gathering of Nations soundtrack will receive special certificates from the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. Some of you may have watched the Grammy Awards on television. For the very first time in their history, the very first time, they had a category. They created a category, which has taken probably about 15 years to create this category. And it's called Music of the Native Americans. That's what they call it down there. Up here in Canada, we have the Juno Best Music of Aboriginal Canada. And we've had it up here for about seven years now. So we're a little bit ahead of the United States in terms of recognition of the music that precedes all other music in terms of the land, the music that comes from this land. So the Grammy people are going to be there. And this year, the first inaugural historic Grammy for the music for Native Americans was won by the Gathering of Nations drum group album CD, and that was of the Gathering of Nations. Like, there's usually about 30-40 drums that come to the Gathering of Nations every year, and they come from all over. They come from the state of Washington, they come from Alberta, they come from Saskatchewan. Some of the best groups come from Canada that are in attendance down at this powwow. In fact, Canada has won many times the best drum competition category at the Gathering of Nations powwow in the past. The year we were there, Canada won. It was by a group called Whitefish Bay that come from near Kenora. They are a traditional group, and boy, it was just a bunch of young men who formed this group, and they had a couple elders with them, but they all had jackets, they all wore cowboy hats, and they were very pleasant, and they were very respectful. Whenever they walked around, they didn't bring it to any negative attention upon themselves. They know that the protocol around a powwow arena, dance arena, is one of respect, one of cultural etiquette and protocol. And they are very knowledgeable about that. And so they have won that category probably a couple times. But everything begins on Thursday, April the 26th. And if you're interested, here are some websites for some of the performers that are going to be there. The Gathering of Nations website is www.gatheringofnations.com. Star Nyaya is www.starnyaya, at the beginning. That's one word, .com. Robert Mirabel, who we heard right at the very outset of the show, his song was music. His CD is Music from a Painted Cave, and that was Skinwalker that we heard. His website is www.mirabal.com. Clandestine, which is another great group, they're going to be coming up to Michigan in May, and we hope to go up to see them and interview them. Their website is www.members.aol.com/resdogs, R-E-Z-D-A-W-G-S, .clandestine, all one word, C-L-A-N-D-E-S-T-I-N-E. And then Native Roots, the last one here that they label here, www.nativeroots, that's all one word, .net. Now, Native Roots is a blues group, First Nations group from, I think they're from, if they're not from, I think they might be from Florida. I'm not sure, but I recall something. We've got a couple of their CDs. One's a cassette, one's a CD. I have one announcement that I'd like to share with you. It's the Original People, Original Songs Showcase of Aboriginal Music that's going to be taking place in Toronto at the Now Lounge on Thursday, May the 3rd. That's this Thursday at 189 Church Street. 189 Church, I believe that would be right near Wellesley in Toronto. And the artists that are going to be featured there are Jenny Lozon, who's a Métis. She's a jazz vocalist, very powerful drummer, percussionist, vocalist. The Shane Anthony Band. Shane Anthony performed at the Western Fair, let's see, about two years ago in the grandstand. Shane Anthony is also Métis, and he comes from the Ottawa area. And Mark Najuan, he fronts a group that you can see sometimes on the Buffalo Tracks variety show on the Aboriginal People's Television Network on Friday afternoons. Buffalo Tracks is the highest rated program on, it's a 1 hour variety program on APTN. On the, I believe on Rogers, it's channel 73. So this is all presented by Heading North Music, which is the label of Najuan's. And it's also presented by Renegade Radio. Renegade Radio is out of CKLN in Toronto at Ryerson University, and it's hosted by my brother, Brian Wright McLeod from the Lakota Ojibwe Nation, and he's been in radio now for about 15 years. 15 years he's been doing First Nations radio up in Toronto and bringing the message and the teachings and the traditional teachings, the culture, the music, and the arts of the First Nations to the Toronto community. So we hope to be able to go up there and support them this Thursday at the Now Lounge in Toronto. We're now going to listen to our Inuit sister, Lucy Idlout. Lucy Idlout is she's a really an exceptional Inuit performer. She was the performer when the territory of Nunavut was first proclaimed by the federal government. I believe it was April 1st, 1999. And she was there to perform along with that one CBC radio host. I can't remember his name. He was the MC anyways. And that was the formation of a new territory of Inuit people. That's where they have always lived, always have been there for generations since the beginning of time. And she has a song out. Well, actually, she has a CD, I believe, that's it's in the works right now as we speak. We're going to play a track from her new, called The Big Red Chair, from her CD. Actually, the CD that it was coming off of comes from the Aboriginal Voices Music Festival in the year 2000. there were a number of artists who came. And so there's an interview clip that will precede the actual performance of the song. And then we're going to play Billy Joe Green. Billy Joe Green, he's got a new CD out called My Ojibwe Experience, Strength, and Hope. And he's a blues guitarist from, I believe he comes from northwestern Ontario, from the Lake of the Woods area. But he's now living in, he's lived in Winnipeg for many years. That's where he got his blues background. And then he's traveled out further west from there to Saskatchewan, where he currently lives. And he's originally from Ontario. Okay, and that song that we're going to hear from Billy Joe Green is Experience, Strength, and Hope here on Smoke Signals.